This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So we're up to Simen Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Mechaba, Haloivish Talis Kotten, Umavarech Halav. Someone who makes a bracha on his tzitzis, Uchashahilech Lebeis HaKnesses, Misatzif Petalis Godwa. Then he goes to Shul, and he puts on his talis. Tzorech Levarech Halav. He needs to make a the Halicha Mebeis Lebeis HaKnesses, Chashiva Hefzik. Because there's been a hefzik between the bracha he made at home and the bracha he's making in Shul. So let's do the Mishnah Berurah on that. It says the Mishnah Berurah in the Sif Kotel Lamed Beis, Levarich Olav, Vafilu Im Tekev Holach Lebeis HaKnesses, V'Lehisiach Daita Ben Taim Klal. Even if he made a brach on his tzitzis and he went straight to Shul, and he didn't speak between, Tahalicha, says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Gimel, V'Achreini Miskimu, the Etzem Halicha Lechoshek Hefzik. It's not the walking that is considered the hefzik, V'Afa Pikein, Kosvod Tzorech Levarich Al Talis Godel, Mishm Shinu Mokum. The reason is because he's changed his location, and therefore the bracha that he made at home on the tzitzis will not cover that which he's going to make in shul on the talis. Let's say he put on his tzitzis, his talis cotton, and then he made the bracha on that, and then he went out and he came back. That's also going to have to make a bracha on the talis cotton because there's been a shinimokim. He went out, he came back in. And that shinimokim is considered the hefzik, and therefore it's no good. He has to make a new bracha. Etc. So we say choshev hefzik. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph. By chay adam choshes ledas asoivim the shinimokim lo have a hefzik. Now the chay adam is choshes for those shitters who say that a shinimokim is not considered a hefzik. Alkein hichmir shelo levarich, and therefore the chay adam would paskin that if a person made a bracha on his talis cotton at home and went straight to shul, that is that you would make a new bracha. Im lo shohaya habeis haknesses rochim the base, unless the shul is very far away. Aishlah yedait b'shas bracha gam olav, or he didn't have any mind when he put on the tzitzis to cover the talis, or shisiyach, or he spoke, or he was mesiach das, etc. So if you take a look at 47, the Dirshu Mishmur says, of a tam hadava kosov hanishmas adam, what's the svara of the chay adam who says that he's not considered a hefzuk? He says, shedavka le'in achila nechshav shinimokim, kesech das. Shinimokim is a term we use in regard to making brachas for food. That if you make a shinimokim, if you move your location, so then you've got to make a new bracha. Sometimes you decide you're not going to eat anymore, you eat in place A, and then you're not going to eat in place B. Even if you didn't have in mind, you make a low plug. In contrast, when it comes to tzitzis, your intention is just to wear tzitzis and do a mitzvah. And therefore he says that this Hashinimachim is not as such a big deal, and therefore he was machmir not to make the brach. Okay, let's carry on in the Mechaba. V'im hispalah b'toich beisa. If a person made a brach in his house, if he had intention also to cover the talis that he's going to wear soon, but at his in time, b'sicha b'dvarachim, and he didn't speak, he wasn't mafsik. Ain a tzorich lachs v'dvarach, you don't need to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hey, b'toich beisa, filu im hatalis cotton, even if make it was lavash b'cheder zeh, b'hatalis gadol b'cheder acher, he gets dressed in his bedroom, and then he puts on his talis downstairs in the dining room. So shinu makom lo yehav b'cheder lecheder, kiven dohedai til zeh, uchud lekamen reishan gimel soif sif alef, u'mashikosu b'sichu afilu teva achas, even one word will be considered the sicha in this respect. B'ayin le'al b'sif cotton. Okay, now let's go to Yudalit. Yudalit is quite a relevant halacha. What, the shaila is, you go to the bathroom, you take your talis off, do you have to make a new bracha when you come out of the bathroom? Well, what about, let's say there's a break on Yom Kippur. Yeah, so you finish Musaf on Yom Kippur, you've got an hour's break, and let's say you're going to stay in shul, or you go for a walk, and you leave your talis there. Do you have to make a new bracha when you put it on? Let's take a look. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mechaba in Yudalit. In Poshet Talisay, if a person takes off his talis, even if even if a person has the intention to put it straight back on, you've got to make a bracha when you put it back on. Some say that you don't make a bracha if you have the intention to put it straight back on. That's not if you have your talis cotton on. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the first opinion in the Mechaber, in this sif is, if you take your talis off, we're not going to paskin like this, we'll see soon. But says the Mechaber, even if you've got your sits, it's under your shirt, you take your talis off, when you put it back on, you need a new bracha, says the Mechaber. But feel him take of nisatif boy, for those shinim came a club in time. Even if you take it off, you go out to the bathroom, whatever it may be, you come back in, you put on the talis, says the Mechaber that you make a new bracha. Because the very taking off the talis is considered a hefsek. Okay, now the Ramah then says, you don't make a bracha. So that's the good example would be, you go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, you take your talis off, on Shabbos morning, the mashal, you go to the bathroom, you come back out, according to the Ramah, you don't make a new bracha. Now, the question is going to be, with tefillin, you do. So what's the difference? Let's take a look. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Zayin, She'en Mevarchim, V'afrinu Beis HaPshit Lo Nishar Alav Talis Kotten. Even if you weren't wearing a talis kotten for whatever reason, V'chein Posko Achreinim. But Tam HaYeshem, the reason for this is, the given that the Beis HaPshit Tehoyed Daita Tekit Lo, since when you took off your talis, you have the intention to put it back on, V'chein Osa, therefore, taking it off is not called a hefsek. Now, the shaila is how long? So what would be on Yom Kippur, for example? You want to have a break for an hour, and you leave your talis and you sit and learn daf yomi, you don't sit and learn in the break. Is that considered a hefsek? So he says in footnote 52, b'shir hazman shel achor tzarech lachzor nevarech, k'shelev eshuv es ha-talis sheposhto, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, shel shtayim v'shalosh shos, as long as 2 or 3 hours. So you can have a break of 2 or 3 hours. You don't make a new bracha on the talis. He quotes from Steinman, he brings a story with the Chazanish, that one time on Yom Kippur, the Chazanish took off his talis in the Hafsaka on Yom Kippur. And the Hafsaka, he says, lasted about 2.5 hours. But Acharea, he's stopping in Tzarech Lachzor V'Levarech. The Chazanish was Mesupuk. Is that considered such a long break that I need to make a new bracha? And he wasn't sure V'Lo Birech, and he didn't make a bracha. But that's, so therefore, 2 or 3 hours. So certainly if you have a break for an hour or an hour and a half, that's not considered a hefsek, and you would not make a bracha on the talis. If it's a different talis, then you would make a bracha. That's unless you had it in mind the first time around. Yeah. Okay, let's carry on the Mishnah Berurah. We're halfway through Sifkot and Lamed Zayin. V'afilim shinim akom ben taim. Even if you changed your place, good going. You took it off and you went out to the bathroom. That's not considered a hefsek. Because you're coming back and you're wearing that talus. It's that talus. But if you take off your tefillin, if during shachris, you need to go to the bathroom, you take off your tefillin, you go to the bathroom, when you come back in, you should make a bracha on your tefillin. What's the difference? The shani hosim kim the beis hakise osim betefillin habehefsidomu. Because the difference is this, when you go into the bathroom, you're not allowed to wear your tefillin. Therefore, it's considered a hefsek, and you're a forced hefsek, and therefore, when you come back, you have to make a new bracha. Mashen kim betalas, in contrast to the talas, the medina ena osir rak, the ena nochan lasos kim. It's the ikadin. You could go into the bathroom with your talis. It's just in the it's in the noch and lasos kein, and therefore it's not considered the proper hefsek. Al kein lo have hefsek al dezer. But that then beis hapshita lo yadai to lil vish miyad rak acha is as man. If you when you took it off, you had no intention to put it back on soon. Af acha kach in satav miyad. Even though once you've taken it off, you put it straight back on. The kula al mitzarech lasos v'levarich. That situation, since you didn't have the intention to put it back on, then you would make a new bracha. Even if you're wearing a talis cotton, the tekev should poshrei ozra mitzvah. As soon as you take a minute off, you've lost the mitzvah. Ruah din hepach, and so to the reverse. If you take off your tzitzit, your talis, I mean, and you intend to put it straight back on, and for some reason you were delayed longer than you thought, and you're mesiach das, then you would, everyone agree, you would need to put it back on. Let's just finish the Mishavur, then I'll do a quick summary. Then he brings a third opinion. That's dafka if you're wearing sitzis underneath your shirt. Says the Mishavur in Lavetches, ha'achrin impossible k'yishem hazeh, the mask that yishem hazeh lo ha'irak she'poshet ha'talas ho'yibistamo. That's when you take off your talus and you just didn't make any, it was stam. So if you're wearing a talis cotton, you're not mesiach das. Or the imlav, and if not, mistom hesiach daitim, mistom, you weren't wearing it, then you're mesiach das. But if you were certain you had the intent to put your talis on, for example, you're in the middle of shacharis, and you go out to the bathroom, and you're coming back in, you're intending to put it back on, then ein tzorach lachzor levorach, then you don't need to make a brach, kshalov shem miyad, afilim lo nisha alof talis cotton, even if you weren't wearing a talis cotton underneath. And so to the reverse, wearing a talis cotton is not going to help me. If you take it off during davening, then it's clear that you're tending to take it off with the intention to put it back on. So too, if you take off your talis and you fold it and you put it away in your bag or in your box, then it's as if you've taken it off. So in short, when you take off your talus, although the Machaber says that as soon as you take off talus, you make a brach when you put it back on, the Ramah, and this is how we know it, the Ramah says that if you take off your talus in the middle of davening, there is a presumed presumption you're going to put it back on, and therefore you go to the bathroom, you do not make a new bracha. Masha'in came with tefillin. If you go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, then you would make a new bracha for the tefillin, because you have to take them off, and therefore it's a forced hefsek. Mashenk in the talus, it's, you know, you could technically go into the bathroom with it. Seder. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.